Maybe the greatest song ever. Orion, I didn't know how to tell you. Turns out on Friday, crank this up, Kev. Turns out on Friday, you guys are going to be walking out to this for the 90th anniversary celebration.
To this music?
Yeah.
I'm not going to get a polka?
No, this is, everybody gets this. And partly because Milt Rosenberg insisted on it.
Okay. Well, if Milt wants it, that's fine.
You know what they say about Milt? Milt likes to shake it.
Shake what?
I don't know. I didn't ask. That was the end of the sentence. I didn't want any more details. It is 9:45. We'll get to We're Out of Time coming up, the soon-to-be award-winning feature where we're out of time. But before we do, this is a time of the year where parents are concerned because their kids are in the house. So they tell them to go outside and do things. And when they go outside and do things, they get concerned because they come back, they got a bump or a bruise or whatever, because playground injuries are way up. And even though I'm one of those people, as we welcome into the studio, Dr. David Roberts, orthopedic surgeon at North Shore.
Thank you.
How are you, Doc?
No, good, good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Nice to see you. Even though I am one of those people that believe kids should be locked outside all day, mm-hmm. the way we were mm-hmm. growing up in the 70s. And I say we, I don't mean you, Doc. I mean we. you got to be careful. And kids can get hurt, even though they've got all that soft, cushiony material on most playgrounds now. I mean, what are kids doing? Kids find a way, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, kids are very creative, and that's one of the things I like about my job. I hear a lot of different things about things kids are doing. And obviously, playing and being out in the playground is important. You get exercise and make friends as part of childhood. But there's some things you can do to make sure it's safe. And I think, playground injuries are probably the most common place that kids do get injured, because that's where they spend a lot of time. It's about 200,000 kids a year may visit the ER because of an injury on a playground.
Well, I remember a buddy of mine, he mm-hmm. was my friend, probably seven, and we were goofing around on swings.
Yeah.
And pushing him really high, and I pushed him a little too high, and I looked the other way, and he came back, and he bonked me in the head.
Yeah.
I fell backward, hit another kid. That kid fell down and broke his arm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the accident report itself was 35 pages. that's the kind of nonsense that can, create these problems, right?
Yeah, I think, falls are the number one source of these injuries. So about 80% of the injuries relate to some type of fall. Usually it's from a high place, so falling off a playground equipment, a slide. Monkey bars, very common place where kids are high up and will fall down.
By the way, monkey bars made with real monkeys.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if you know that. What's the most dangerous playground equipment? Do we know?
It tends to be fortunately, a lot of modern playgrounds are designed in a way that kind of makes them safer, so eliminates a lot of things, but it tends to be high objects. So things where, if you fall from a height more than 8 feet and you're falling down, you're a kid's size, it's almost as much force as hitting a wall about 30 miles an hour.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
So, physics sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of playgrounds are designed to have, lower height features. And the other thing, too, is have a soft landing. So a lot of playgrounds where you have mulch or some rubber padding that makes the cushions of the landing makes a big difference. Falling on concrete or asphalt or even, dry, hard dirt is another real source of injury in some older places. So.
Now, is the notion that little kids are made like cartoon characters and they heal quicker, is that true or not true?
Well, they do heal quicker, but they can also be more likely to break something because the bones can be softer on the growth plates and cartilage of the bone hasn't fully hardened yet. So they do heal quicker, but they also can be more prone to have some of these breaks. It's maybe about a third of children before they're 18 will have a fracture.
And if a kid is hurt, obviously you got to get them to an emergency room and things, but when do you get called in? Like, what type of stuff do you do?
So, I specialize in musculoskeletal care for kids. So it's both upper end, lower extremity, arms, legs, hands, feet. And when the fractures are severe, where they're set out of place and may need surgery or a cast or something like that to care for, that's where that will get called when the x-ray shows a fracture. Or for other injuries where you're not quite sure what's going on and they're still having significant pain other than the typical abrasion or bumps and bruises.
I will feel guilty about this for the rest of my life. My daughter, I was working in Minneapolis at the time, and I get a call from my wife, and my daughter had fallen, and I was in the middle of a lot of things.
Yeah.
And I'm a pretty attentive dad. But it was at that point, I just didn't, I didn't have the time to deal with it. And I thought she was being an over-worried first-time mom, because that was usually my position, mm-hmm. over-worried first-time dad. Turns out my daughter, going down three steps
mm-hmm.
as a little, three-year-old kid, had just landed wrong and broke her leg.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it was rather amazing.
Yeah. So some of the fractures can come from a pretty low energy.
It doesn't look like a big deal at the
right.
time.
And that's because the bones are a little softer and they may not be coordinated when they fall. So I think if your kid falls and has something and it's just not quite right after, and it's, and you know, they're not walking on it or they're favoring it, it's worth having it checked out, because many times it might seem like a more minor mechanism to you or me, for kids could be enough to have a small break.
And a three-year-old's not going to get on WebMD and go, look what I have.
Exactly. They may not advocate for themselves the same way as an adult would. So it's important if, you know, kind of look at what they're doing. And if they're favoring their leg or not putting weight on it, or if they're not using their arm after it fall, that even if it was relatively minor, it's worth having it checked out.
Anne has a couple of little girls aged?
5 and 8. And I've been on the playground and I've seen parents go down the slides with kids in their laps.
Oh, yes. Dave and I like to do this. So this, like, we'll switch off where Dave will be in my lap or I'll be in his lap.
So this is an important thing. Again, it's all about the physics of it. If, you know, if a small child's going down, that's their own body weight, they're probably not going to have as high a chance of injury. But if they're riding on the parent's lap and, you know, the foot gets caught on the slide or something like that, and the whole adult is now kind of against the child's little leg, that's a really common source of fractures. There's even some research papers describing that mechanism because it's so common. So probably, you know, since I've been here, you're probably like once every month or two, you get a parent with usually a toddler, 2 or 3, kids not quite coordinated to go on the slide themselves. They ride down thinking that it may make it safer, but in fact leads to a break when the foot gets snagged. And then, you know, if you're dad and it happens with you, obviously you're going to hear about that for the rest of your life. Fortunately, these things are usually minor and, you know, require a cast for a short period, but it is a thing, I think, where a well-meaning parent can actually probably maybe increase the risk if for a young child on a slide. So bottom line, don't go down the lap with a kid on your lap on a slide.
But Dave and I are grown men. Is it okay if we still do it?
Well, that's beyond my area of expertise, so I don't know if I can really comment on that. Okay. But,
just say no, yeah. That's the safest thing to do. I was watching my cousin's kids 2 and 3 a few weeks ago. We went to the playground.
Yeah.
And what I didn't notice, because I don't have children, but aside from watching them 24/7, but these jungle gyms now, I'm dating myself, but that they have, you can climb up and there's blocks and things like that on the top, but there's open spaces too. Mm-hmm. So it's the slide and then, you know, the area where you have to go to play with the blocks, it's open.
Yeah.
You know, we don't pay attention to that because we can't fall through that, but that's a huge risk too, I'm assuming.
You're very observant. It's very true. Actually, there's a lot of research and guidelines on openings and guardrails and things like that for, you know, elevated areas. The size of the openings shouldn't be the main thing is you want to avoid it being the size of the child's head. So if they're bigger openings, it's actually better because they can at least fit through it. If they're smaller, then it won't ever try to go through it. So there's some guidelines on that. But it's important. I think, you know, there's a lot of a good resource for this is actually Consumer Product Safety Commission. So the government has a website with a checklist and ways to evaluate your playground. And you can look on their website for that about these different guidelines. So if you have a playground that you go to a lot, you can actually have it checked out and kind of, or ask the school, ask your city official about it. And, you know, many times older playgrounds are the ones you just have to be careful about and just think about that.
200,000 children under age 14, as you said, treated in hospital emergency rooms every year. And even things like drawstrings on hoodies and things are a bad idea.
Yeah, exactly. So you know, obviously falling, another one that is a common mechanism is like getting something sort of stuck or snagged. So if you have a drawstring on a hoodie, gets caught in the slide when you're going down, can make you fall or get twisted around. Obviously tying your shoes is important because, you know, shoestrings are another common mechanism, and loose clothing. So having your sleeve or part of your clothes that are loose can be a source. So, you know, when your kids are on, make sure they don't have a lot of loose clothing. I think drawstrings probably aren't a good idea for younger kids, and, you know, keep their shoes tied.
What about trampolines?
Trampolines. So trampolines is a big, you know, source of controversy, actually a pretty high source of injury. I think, again, it's all about the physics. If you're getting flung in the air pretty high and pretty fast and you're not in control, you can fall pretty hard. So, you know, our national organizations recommend against trampoline use for kids under age 6. And for older kids...
What if you have a 6-year-old in Cirque du Soleil? Is it okay then?
Well, I think if they're in Cirque du Soleil and have training, I think it's a different story. But I think for older kids, even still, I think adult supervision is important. And also making sure that it's not horseplay on the trampoline, that they're doing one at a time for fitness or fun, not jumping off the trampoline on other things or into the pool or off the roof or whatnot.
My cousin actually just, not the ones I watch, but because I wasn't watching them, of course. But my cousin just texted and said that her granddaughter broke her leg on Friday in a trampoline. She's almost 3.
Yeah.
So it's
unfortunate. It's pretty common because I think, again, it's all about the physics of it. If you're running around and just kind of falling from a height, which, you know, my little daughter does all the time, usually you're okay. It's when you get, you know, fall from a height or get flung, you know, high. The higher you go, the higher you go, the farther you fall.
So that's why I like to get the bouncy houses and wait for a high wind and untie them and just see what happens.
You and Dave.
Dr. David Roberts, orthopedic surgeon at North Shore Orthopedic Institute. Give me a short answer on this if you can, and it's an unfair thing to ask because of the question, but what's the balance between wrapping them up in bubble wrap and not letting them sit up on their own and actually making sure they get activity and you know, we fight the obesity problem?
I think it's an excellent point. I mean, obviously, I think going to the playground is an essential part, exercise and fun, all those things. There's ways to do things safely. You know, when you drive your car, you wear your seatbelts, and I think the same approach for, you know, common sense applies to playground safety. Just looking at Obviously supervising the kids, looking at the surfaces, and also some of the design features, I think, are the main thing. But obviously I don't want to discourage anyone from going outside and enjoying the weather, and that's essential. We want to just make sure you can do it as safe as you can.
Yeah, well, and also your kids will be bananas if they don't get to run around.
Exactly, right.
Yeah,
right.
So nice to see you.
Yeah, thanks.
Keep up the good work.
Yeah, there's a lot. We have some information on our website, northshore.org/ortho, about this if you want to look up those links for the these you know, guidelines, things like that.
And I'm sure this is highly annoying because I get the opposite end of this, but how old are you?
33.
You look about 21.
Thanks.
That's a good problem to have, by the way. So, you know, if I take you to the playground, I'll be careful that you don't get hurt.
Yeah, thanks.
So, nice to see you, Doc.
Yeah, thanks.
Appreciate
again.
The information.
Thanks.